I find that interesting because people work on some heavy machines.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Seems kind of dangerous.
Well, it was. It was. And people that worked in the cellar, it was always wet. And, it's a tough job. Tough job. I don't think there's no easy jobs in the tanneries. The finishing shops wasn't so bad. But anything to start off with, like down in the where everything was wet, was bad. I can even remember them trimming hides outside in the winter. Out in the cold, right on Foster Street.
Hmm. I can't imagine that, because today it's like 5 degrees out.
Yeah, you wouldn't get nobody. But I can remember them trimming hides outside.
Yeah. What was the, what was it like environmentally in Peabody?
Pretty bad. not for polluting the soil so much, because people didn't, if there was pollutants, they just poured them down the drain. They went out in Salem Harbor because nobody really cared back then. I wouldn't say people didn't care. They just paid no attention to it. Mm-hmm. Like the brook that runs under Peabody. I can remember when it'd be blue one day and green the next and pink, and it's all cleared up today.
So you went from the Bonfanti business onward?
I was working in a brand new building right next door to them. And somebody told me they was looking for extra help. That's how I got involved in them at night. And then I quit the other job and stayed in the leather business.
Okay.
Because I just liked the leather business better.
Mm-hmm. So that was North Shore Leather?
No, North Shore Leather wasn't in Peabody, but I spent most of my time in Peabody.
Okay.
North Shore Leather was up in Georgetown.
Okay.
North Shore Leather, Union Leather Finishing. But they were originally from Peabody. They used to be on Endicott Street. Then they bought a building, but I used to make a lot of samples, and I was always running back and forth from Georgetown to Peabody to get some embossing company to make me two skins of alligator for samples, or I used to take it to get the leather stake to make it softer. But that's what I do. When I worked for Union Leather Finishing and North Shore Leather, Union Leather Finishing, that's what I'd done mostly. I mean, I spent most of my days in Peabody.
Where was Union Leather Finishing?
That was in the same building up in Georgetown.
Okay.
It was on 133 in Georgetown.
Okay. And then you went to MK Express?
Well, I worked for MK's Express. I can't remember if I worked for them before. No. When did I do that? I don't remember if I worked for MK before or afterwards. But MK's Express, I'll tell you what I'd done for them. We unloaded hides out of the freight cars.
And they were a trucking business.
They were a trucking business, but they strictly dealt with the leather industry.
Hmm.
And they used to be freight car full of hides come in down where the small post office is downtown. I can't remember the name of that street. That used, right across from that post office is where there used to be the city scales, and there'd be freight cars dropped there, and we used to unload the freight cars and then go stack them in bins for the tanneries.
What were those skins like when they came out?
Oh, awful. They were, a lot of them were covered in manure and bugs and you name it. Today they're all nice and pre-fleshed and clean and washed and everything. I can remember we used to get freight car full of hides so bad that, like when they skin the cows, the little pieces, if there's no meat left on the hide, then the flies won't bother it. But if there's one little piece of meat, flies lay eggs in that piece of meat, and then when they hatch out into a larva, and they would stink so bad when you'd open it, you'd have to get these stink bombs and crack the door, throw it back in there, and then go back a couple of days later and unload them. Oh, it was bad.
Ugh.
And in the summertime, it was really bad. Of course, Peabody did have a smell to it back then. Maybe I shouldn't be saying that, but it was the truth.
I've heard about